Okay, mi gente, we're here. SC360 number 22 in the house. We have a wonderful guest. You can hear his music right here. This show is brought to you by Mishka Premium Vodka. Mishka Premium Vodka. You can find them on Instagram, on their website, Mishka Premium Vodka. Today's show, Luisito Rosario, starting now. Mi gente, I got a special show for you today. I got in the house, the salsero himself, Luisito Rosario is in the house, my friends. I'm excited about this show. This is a show for me that's it's an honor to have this artist on my show. I mean, I've seen you around. Obviously, everybody knows I work with the Puerto Rican Culture Preservation in Allentown, Lehigh Valley. But your music is powerful. It always has a great message. It's an honor to have you on the show, Luisito. ¿Cómo te está? ¿Todo bien? ¿Cómo está todo?
What's up, my brother? And greetings from beautiful Puerto Rico. I'm out here having a great time. So it's just enjoying the weather. Very, very hot. And enjoying the music, the food. It's amazing, like always, Puerto Rico. But it's great to have someone in the local Lehigh Valley area doing this. This is great. And I'm always here to help you guys, because when I started, it was very difficult. And we didn't have what you have. We didn't have podcasts. We didn't have Facebook, Instagram, none of this stuff. I think it was MySpace, you know.
Skype came out too.
Yeah, exactly. Nowadays with the music, this is the way that we do all our cross promotion. It's all through digital, through all podcasts, all the radio stations. Now it's not like back in the days where you had to be with the commercial radio stations. And if we're gonna be straight up paying payola, you know, which thank God I've never had to do that. Mm-hmm. So this is what I love to do. I love to cater to people that keep our music, keep our culture alive, and keep it going. And then when they reach out, say, hey, Luisito, you know, would you like to do a podcast interview? I'm like, oh, man, great. You know, as a matter of fact, I was painting. I'm doing a whole bunch of stuff in the condo. And I'm like, oh, my God, I got a podcast at 8 o'clock. But okay, no, it's an honor, bro. It's an honor
to be here with you podcast. Yeah. Like I said in the pre-show, man, you know, we got to get this energy back going, man. I know you're back on stage and you're doing a lot of stuff. You're getting booked and all that stuff. I looked at your website. You got a couple shows coming up. So we got to get that energy. And like I said, man, we got to help each other, you know. And again, people know, like, Social Connected 360 is about getting reconnected on all platforms and just really, you know, get into it, you know. And so let's talk about your story, man, because you got a powerful story. Tell us a little bit about Luisito, man, growing up, man. You know, y en este show se puede hablar español también. No sé, no hay problema. You know, como yo siempre digo, my Spanish is not very good looking. Pero we can talk Spanglish, no problem.
ragazzo bambino.
Hey. So, but dilo tu historia.
Well, you know, I was born and raised in Jersey. Born in Jersey City, raised in Hoboken. So, if you know, Hoboken was more known for Los Hermanos Moreno, Frankie Ruiz used to come down from Patterson. But when I was growing up, I listened more to freestyle music. I didn't listen to salsa music. Salsa was always in the background, you know, with my parents. La música de los trios, Christmas time, La Parranda, which I remember when I was a child, we would leave like at 8 o'clock at night and come back the next day. And I say to my dad, man, you know, when are we going home? Like, no te preocupes, quédate ahí, cállate. Si tienes sueño, vete, cuéntate encima los codos. in the room. But this is back in the days, everybody used to come to the house and they throw the coats in the room, and then the kids would sleep underneath the coats, and then you're like, where's the kid? Where's the coat? Where's my coat? It was crazy back in the day.
Yeah, I remember.
But the culture, but the music was incredible because Christmas time for me was very special because La Parranda, my uncles eran trovadores and música de jíbaro. And for us, being born and raised in Jersey, that's unheard of. We're more into the English. The difficulty of speaking one language was not common. We always either spoke Spanish or English, or llegaba uno a casa, mami, go to school in English. So it was very difficult to dominate one or the other. Mm-hmm. Pero que I used to listen to freestyle, and then the one day back in the days, my brother had a boombox, a big boombox, and used to put one of them portable mics. You would click right into the mic. And I remember we had an apartment that was like a row. So where my room was at, straight across to the end, you could see the kitchen where my mom would be cooking. So I'd be, playing some of the Frankie Lee tunes or Eddie Santiago, que estaban pegados in the 80s. And I'd be singing with the mic, and then my mom would come and she's like, oh, is that you singing? I was like, yeah. She goes, oh, wow, you sound pretty good. I'm like, okay, yeah, mom, whatever. So, but then while we were in high school, they were trying to do a little band, and then I tried, but then I was like, it didn't work out. So in the midst of that, so we moved to Pennsylvania. I got married to my wife at the age of 19, which we're going on 30, how many, 33, 33 years married.
Wow, congratulations, yeah. Man. People don't even make, the average is 10. The average is 10
years. Yeah, no. It's, we decided to move to Pennsylvania and start our new life in PA in Allentown, Pennsylvania. And wow, it's been a long time. It's been about 30 years, right?
Wow.
34 years. My wife is in the background. So 34 years. So then in the midst of that, I started working at the Lehigh University and working as a tech for the high-speed networking. And that was that's my bread and butter, but I got to take care of my wife, my kids. And so the one day I'm singing a cappella, whatever songs, like, cara de niño, because everybody used to say that, they always say that I look like Jerry Rivera, but he looks like me. Really.
Yeah.
I'm older than him, so he better recognize. plus, my music is more calle, more
Santa.
But anyway, that's something else. But so then I started saying, my boy, he's like, wow, you have a pretty good voice. I'm like, all right, whatever. So then he goes, listen, I have a friend of mine that has a conjunto, and I was like, I don't know, was it? I thought a band was a band. It's like, no, conjunto is a timbal, bongo, bass, and guitar. The guitar played more or less like a piano.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, that was pretty cool. So he says, he's looking for a singer and maybe you want to try. I was like, all right. No. So the first show we did, it was a family event. And I remember he says, all right, you got to learn these songs. So I'm like, all right, I learned them. And for the life of me, you could give me a song today. I'll learn it. By the end of the night, I'll forget it. I mean, I cannot sing it to you. I mean, no way. I'll go to sleep the next day. I'll sing it to you back, forward, left, right, whichever way. It's crazy. Yeah. That's how the mind works. So then, I started singing with them and I grabbed the mic. I'm like, oh, so nervous. I'm like, oh my God. But it was a family event. So I was like, whatever. So I did that. I was like, oh, okay. So it's pretty cool. So then we started doing some work with him. And so then there was a local band. You probably heard of him. Hector Rosado was the Mist of the Lehigh Valley.
Mm-hmm.
And he was always with a big band. So he says, hey, would you like to sing with me? And at the time, estaba Chami Solano, who was another great singer from Puerto Rico that had recorded with him. And he had left. He says, hey, you want to try out with me? I was like, hey, why not? You're local. All right, cool. And I started doing gigs with him. And then another band reached out from Reading. The band was called Solimar. And they used to play cumbia, salsa, merengue, everything. So they needed somebody really to sing salsa. So I was like, no problem. So then in the midst of that, they say, hey, you want to sing some merengue? And then, you know, la chica de mi escuela me tiene enamora. You know, I was like, all this crazy stuff. So I was like, all right, whatever. So then my good friend, Baby J.
Baby J in the house. Baby J, DJ Baby J.
Yeah, he's like a brother. And he was always in New York, and he was always in the midst of music and all that. He found out that Larry Harlow and a friend of his, Neil, were doing a big concert at Staples Arena. That was when they did the concert with India, Mark Anthony, Frankie Louie, all them guys. And then he told Larry, said, look, you know, there's a guy that's local and you know, he sings good and he has the appearance and, you know, would you like to check him out? He goes, yeah, why not? You know, whatever. So then I go to the Staples Arena. I met Larry and I met Inga, all these people. So then he says, I'm going to give you a cassette with 10 songs. Yeah, bro. That was crazy. So that was even more difficult to learn because you have to rewind.
Yeah.
Play and learn the song. Like, wait, what did he say? And then, you know, being that we're Spanglish, so some of the recordings, you can't really tell, you know, some of the words. Mm-hmm. So now it's easy. You can just Google it and all the lyrics are all over and you're good. You don't make any mistakes. So then he says, all right, the first gig we're going to do is at SOB's in New York City. So I'm like, oh, all right, whatever. You know, so I'm thinking, you know, first of all, I didn't even know who Larry Harlow was. I thought Larry Harlow was like whatever. So I told a friend of mine, I said, oh, you know, next Monday I'm going to be playing at SOB's with more or less auditioning with Larry Harlow. He says, who? I said, Larry Harlow. He goes, nah, I don't believe it. I said, yeah, bro. He goes, nah, I don't believe it. So he says, all right, I'll go with you. So when we get to SOB's, he looks up on the stage. He goes, Louis, you don't even know half the guys that are here. I like, well, they're a bunch of old guys, but, you know, whatever. He says, bro, you don't realize that it's 65% of the musicians of the Funny All-Stars. I'm like, what? You know, estaba yo Motoro, estaba Momerito Salzuela, Louis Kahn, Nicky Marrero, Ray Barreto. I mean, it was crazy. Legend. So, yeah. Here, I'm going to audition with Larry Harlow. So then, you know, it was myself. There was already a singer that was established, was Imo Luciano. And at that time, Cali Alemán was singing with Larry. So then they needed one more guy. So then I appeared and then another guy. So then I remember, you know, we were on stage. I'm doing backup vocals, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So then we go take a break. And then during the midst of break, he says, he asked the other guy, says, are you ready to sing lead? The guy's like, nah, you know, I'd rather, you know, do a rehearsal with the band and then see how it goes. So then he asked me, are you ready to sing lead? I was like, hell yeah, let's go. I'm ready for this. Yeah, let's do this. So then the name of the song was Mayari. Que linda mujer tiene Mayari. Para que los mozos guapos pasen un rato por ahí. You know, really nice song. So I was like, all right, chévere. I take the mic. Oh, my God, was the pressure on. I was so scared. Man.
That's showtime right here. It's getting on at that point.
Yeah, because now I'm in the New York scene. You know, now it's not Pennsylvania. Now it's New York City. In the midst of SOBs. SOBs was really established on Monday nights. Back in them days, there was bands and clubs all over the place. So then, boom. We did finish the gig and then nothing. So I says, all right, cool. So then the following week, Larry says, all right, we have this other gig. And when we get there, I was like, hey, you know, what happened to the other guy? He goes, I saw you wanted it more than the other guy, so I gave it to you. So, yeah. So I lasted with Larry about 25 years until recently, which he passed about a few months ago.
Wow,
and yeah. He taught me a lot. He taught me a lot about the music. He taught me about the stage. He taught me about manning the stage. I remember we were in Venezuela, La Concha Acústica de Bellomonte. Mm-hmm. We're there, and so in this time it was just myself and Larry traveling, and we used a local band called Alfredo Guajero Su Naranja, which is a very famous band in Venezuela. So he says, Louis, so think of a band in the stage as this, you know, 100%. In this case, Larry Harlow is 10% on the piano. You are going to navigate this ship. You're 90%. So you got to somehow entertain all these people. So I'm like, oh, God, like, all right, cool. there was about, I'd say, like 9,000 people. So I'm like, all right, give it, you know. And I started really learning. Because in the midst of that, I was singing also with Los Hermanos Moreno. So I would see like Los Hermanos Moreno, how they used to jump off the stage and do a show and interact with the people. So it's like, oh, that's pretty cool. So then I would pick up some of the Arabesco Santiago vibe, a little bit of Imael Miranda vibe, Junior Gonzalez vibe. So I was like, boom. So then, me, you know, I started singing the songs. So then at one point, I always remember this. It was dark and they had the spotlights, the disco on, swinging all over. And when I would tell the people, with your hands up, they were following what I was saying. 9,000 people. So I was going, con la mano arriba, and you would see the hands like this and the spotlight go like this.
Oh, that's like, awesome.
Yeah, and I was like, oh my God, this is pretty cool, right? So I was like, okay, everybody to the left, everybody to the right, everybody jump. And I was like, wow, like I had complete control of all these people. Like, how cool this is. So then, you know, Larry says, you see, that's how you do it. You gotta, once, you know, your main focus is the people. Once you conquer the people, that's it. That's game over. Because even, I mean, I've been to Japan 9 times. First time we went to Japan, we went to Tokyo Blue Note. And again, the language barrier, Japanese, I'm like, all right, what do I do? How do I communicate? Everyone in the world is the same. Everybody likes to have time. Everybody drinks. Everybody parties. And everybody likes to unwind. So I'm like, how do I do it? So, okay, all right, hands, show up hands. So I'm on stage and I'm like, okay, first of all, in Puerto Rico, when we say huepa, you say huepa. So I was like, all right, huepa. And they were like, huepa. I'm like, no. So like, huepa, huepa.
Yeah, all right, awesome.
Little by little. Yeah, so then I was like, when I say una bulla, you scream, una bulla. So then I taught them how to do that. So then I was like, okay, what else can I do? So I says, all right, everybody hands with your hands up like this. Hands down, hands in your pocket, take your money, throw it to the stage. And they so yeah, once they start laughing, that's it. Yeah. It's a wrap, because now I know that they're in the same level with me, and they don't put you on a pedestal where, oh, he's the singer, you know, he can't be approachable, he's untouchable. No, that's all, you know, stereotypical. You know, I'm more like with everybody. You know, the only stars that I see are the ones when you look up in the sky. Those are the stars. We all have our own, you know, we have our little special gift that God gives us. And some of us do this, some of us do that. And for me on stage, it's been a blessing, because I can entertain. Major, I might not be the best singer in the world, but when it comes to entertaining and keeping you entertained and keeping you dancing for 45 or 90 minutes, I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
So, keep asking me questions. If not, I'm
gonna keep talking. No. It's good. This is good. Like we said, man, this is about you and like, you know, music. To me, I remember being with my mom and my dad. You know, my mom came to Allentown. My mom, and my dad came to Allentown in the late 70s, and my dad was one of the first locutores. He was like a radio personality in Radio Vive. It was a Christian radio station. You might have remembered it in the late 80s and the early 90s. But I remember going to the flea markets and listening to the music, and my dad would always play the music, and it was like, so all the old school salsa, merengue, all that stuff. But music, it's just like you know, I'm preaching to the choir to you, but you know, music brings people together. It don't matter if it's, you know, Japan or whatever, you know, you know, you've experienced it, but music can do that, man. And for you to have those experiences, man, that's awesome. So tell us a little bit about one of the most memorable moments on stage. Like, was there a big artist that you were with or something that comes to life? I know on your show, you had went live a couple of weeks ago. And then I reached out to you and I kind of asked you that, but let's tell the folks, man, a little, you know, something memorable.
The top was in Puerto Rico, Dia Nacional de la Salsa 2008 with 68,000 people.
Wow.
And here's what always sticks out, because when this was about to happen, it was, they were paying homage to Larry Harlow. That was his year. Oh. So, being in Puerto Rico, Imael Miranda and Junior Gonzalez already lived here. So they were, those were his original singers. Mm. So when the promoter in Puerto Rico called Larry, says, look, we're going to do the this year, 2008 is dedicated to you, but we don't need your singers. We need you. And we're going to use the singers from Puerto Rico. He goes, ho, 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 ho. He says, if my singers don't go, then I don't go. they've been with me for many, many years. At the time, we were about like 15 years with them. And he goes, nope, they don't go out and go. So then, all right, boom, we get to Puerto Rico. And granted, the two top songs of Larry Harlow was La Caltera y Señor Sereno. So I always sang Señor Sereno in the shows, and then my friend Imo always sang La Caltera. So just to be spiteful to the promoter, we start the show. Yeah, we start the show. And he goes, Louis, get up on front. You're going to sing Señor Sereno, where right behind me was Imael Miranda, the original recording artist for that song. Mm. And he goes, I don't care if he's here. You're going to sing. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. All right, right, well, let's go. You know, 68. And actually, you know, these are all documented. These are all on YouTube, on my page, Luisito Rosario TV. And then Imo sang La Caltera. And when I saw the magnitude of people there, it was like, wow, like 68,000 people. Another very memorable. It wasn't the amount of people that were there. It was when I went to do a show in Thailand. First of all, it gets me when they say, hey, you know, this artist has been to Japan, you know, recent, blah, blah, blah. I'm saying to myself, I've been to Japan many times. I've been to Thailand, Belgium, Germany, France. You know, so it's like whatever, you know, it's not. So then when I get to Thailand, granted, it took me about 24 hours to get there. I timed it from the time I leave my house that I get to the hotel, 24 hours to get this. So, yeah, it was crazy. So then when I get there, you know, we go do the show and the promoter says, hey, there's some people that want to meet you. I'm like, what? Who wants to meet me here? You know, so boom, I walk to the side. He says, these people are your fans. I'm like, where are they from? He goes, they're from Cambodia. I was like, what? Yeah, I was like, Cambodia? This is crazy. Yeah, so like these people follow my music through the internet, Cambodia. And I'm like, this is crazy. Like, you know, when you record and you do these recordings and these songs, you're thinking, ah, you know, maybe people will play it, maybe not. But then when you start, you know, getting feedback from people all over the world, you're like, this is incredible. And it's a blessing. Every time we do a show, every time they invite us to do a country or a city or a state, for me, it's a blessing. It's not because of the money, because the money comes and goes. But it's the people that you come across. Some of them, you might see them a few times, but some of them, they'll just come and go. And, you know, I always appreciate the musicians, because the musicians are the ones that are more or less like in Japan. When I go to Japan, it's all a Japanese band. And for them to not be, to not be with our culture, but to love our music and to learn my music and to, I mean, it's Latinos when I go to Peru.
Or Panama, for sure.
And they have a tough time, you know, when that song, Noche Palladium, they were like, oh, Rumba del Barrio. They were like having troubles with songs like that. But then when you go to Japan and they're playing it, like, no problem. I'm like, whoa, you know. So that it's a major blessing that they know your music, they study it, then they know who you are, you know, because in countries like that, they don't have radio stations like we do, commercial radio stations, Latino. Over there, they go by the internet. So they have so many artists to choose from. And it's like the one time I did Germany, and the DJ, when I started playing, he asked the promoter, says, where did you find this guy? He goes, well, you know, I follow him on his music through Latinos Unidos Records. He goes, wow, like, this guy is, he's badass. Like, he is, he's got really good music, you know? So, you know, and that's what happens. What happens is, you know, I've been fortunate that, you know, I don't pay to play my music. I record what I want. There's no record label. Back in the days, I had like a record label that helped me out on the first two albums. But then after that, I started doing everything myself. To now where we only do singles, obviously, because it makes no sense in recording a whole album where you're going to pirate it and you're not going to make any money out of it. So all the money you put into it is just going to go out the window. So it doesn't make any sense. So, you know, that's the myth of, you know, just recording and putting stuff out there and staying, trying to keep fresh. But the thing is, since I come from the background of Larry Harlow, that's the old school, the 70s, 70s style salsa, the salsa dura. That's the one that I feel like, you know, I've recorded a lot of songs, Romantica, and you know, really nice. I mean, people love them. But the ones that hit me in the heart are the ones, salsa dura, because I love when rhythm, when I do a un solo de conga, timbal, bongo, the trumpets, you know, I bring them up to the stage and I'm like, come on, let's do a show. And because it's not about me, it's about the musician.
Yeah, yeah, for sure, for sure.
You know, back in the days, it was musicians. It wasn't about the singer, the singer, the singer. So I kind of like flipped it back to back in the days. And it started happening when I did my second album, which was Rumba del Barrio. And if you hear the sequence of songs in that album, it was like back when my parents used to play an album in La Radiola, the LPs. Mm-hmm. It would start with un son montuno, un cha-cha-cha, una guajira, un mambo.
Old
variety
school.
Of different rhythms, right? Different rhythms in one recording. When you're with a record label, they want you to sing classic salsa romántica. So the first song sounds somewhat similar to the eighth song. So it's like, it's kind of boring. But I like to change it up. And, you know, I've done some English salsa. I've done some salsa choque in Cali, Colombia. You know, there's a lot of array of different types of styles of music. But I always try to stay fresh. But now what I'm doing is I was always thinking like the albums had A side and B side. So the B side were always like the mediocre songs. So I was thinking, how about doing a production called Tributo al Lado B, which is the B side of all productions. So then I did the original song when I started doing the singles, Noche Palladium. Noche Palladium consists of three different rhythms in one song, which people don't do that. They only play the song straight up salsa dura all the way through, or salsa monga, or whatever, son montuno, whatever. So I said, how about if I start off with una rumba? You know, ale, le, 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 dun, dun, you know, like una rumba, then it changes to un son montuno, and on the violin, Alfredito de la Per, Pania. And then at the end, straight up salsa dura. And people are like, wow, like this is a pretty cool concept. And then the video, we did the video in Miami, South Beach. And the funny part about when we did the scene with the dominoes and the old guys, they didn't want to fake it. They didn't want to fake it. I'm like, dude, it's a video.
Yeah.
He's like, no. He's like, pero todo maché a esta. I said, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
He's like,
yeah.
Just play whatever. Just play it. He goes, so then, you know, we did that one. So then I was in Puerto Rico on vacation, and I heard a song, De Otto Betancourt. Wait, let me rewind. We went to do a show in Medellin with Larry Harlow. Because what happened was Larry Harlow got to a point where he had so many other singers and artists that were from Fania, but he could not use the name Fania All-Stars. So what he did was he did a division for Larry Harlow and the Latin Legends of Fania. With that, he can bring any artist from Fania All-Stars to be in the band. So we went to do a show, Leyendas Vivientes de la Salsa in Medellin. So Larry says, all right, you already know how to sing La Cartera, you said, and all of these, all the typical songs. But these people are really, really, really exigente. They want a song called Vipo Liberado, which I've never heard in my life. And then another song, since his brother was going with us, Andy Harlow, because you need to learn El Primer Montuno. So I was like, what the heck is that song? Never heard of that song. Yeah, so when I'm hearing it, I'm like, you know, wow. En la música armoniosa de mi son. What? And I'm like, whoa, that's like deep, boy. So when we're in the rehearsing in New York City, I'm singing it, and it just threw me back to the era of like the Cheetah. You know, the videos, watching the videos of the salsa dancer, the people smoking and partying and having a good time. It just brought me back there. I'm like, whoa. So we went to go do the show in Medellin, and being that they cut the show short, we didn't end. Over there, it's no joke, I'm telling you. The promoter actually puts a list of songs so people know what song every artist is going to play. And in that list, estaba el primer montuno. But we didn't play it because of the time. So I get back home, I'm getting messages from a lot of salseros from De La Mata, from Medellin. Mira, maestro, ¿por qué tú no, you know, no regrabas ese tema de Montuno? So I was like, I said, man, you know what? That's not a bad idea. So I called Andy Harlow, which was already retired. I said, Andy, listen, I'm thinking of re-recording your song, El Primer Montuno. He goes, sure, whatever, do it, you know. I said, but I need you to do the flute part. He goes, I'm retired, but I'll try. I'm like, all right, whatever. I said. So, but with the computers nowadays, you know, we can make him sound like he was back in the 60s. So, you know, we did the song and the video. We actually did the video at home. And this was this was way before the pandemic. We just started doing videos like that, you know, taking phone. I said, so we did a more or less a mediocre video for Primer Montuno. And the people loved it. I mean, in Mexico, they did a dance to it, and they would do competitions to it because it was so Montuno, not so many people were singing so Montuno. And so then I was like, all right, no one's really occupying the space of that old school flavor. So I'm in Puerto Rico, and I hear Belén fue portada en la revista que una tarde yo leí. But when it takes off, fue dolor y fantasía. I was like, wait a minute. So I says, all right, this is the next song I'm going to record. I got to record the song. So, of course, you got to look for the rights, you got to pay royalties, blah, 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 blah. So then I says, okay, we did it with the solo of Conga, like back in the days. And we decided to shoot the video. All right. So I wanted it to represent my hometown, Hoboken and Jersey City. So with the backdrop of the Freedom Tower, New York City, to show the people of the world that, you know, New York is still here, it's still strong. Yeah,
for sure.
And, you know, we're going forward. And and boom, you know, people love that song. You know, people are like, whoa, you know, that's hardcore. That's hardcore salsa. So then in the midst of that, the promoter from Germany says, hey, how come you don't sing a song with Melcochita? Melcochita's from Peru, and he was really known singer. Over there, he's known as a comedian, but here, you remember that they always play it in Mother's Day. Madre, madre, que Dios te bendiga, madre.
Yeah.
Tune that he was really popular with that song. So I did a song called Pagosal, him representing Peru and myself representing Puerto Rico. And the ironic thing was when we went to shoot the video, we shot it in different sectors of Peru because I wanted people to see Peru. Different ways, because every time I used to go to Peru with Hermano Moreno, we just go from the airport straight to the hotel to the gig. Back, we wouldn't venture out because it's kind of dangerous. So, como se dice el callao. So we started shooting, blah, blah, blah. So then they said, okay, we're gonna film in Las Caras de Atahualpa. It's an area where it has all pictures of different artists on walls. And when we got there, they drew me and they drew him. They put on a wall. It was pretty cool. But then they took us to El Castillo Real Felipe. I never heard of it. But the ironic part is the top part, they don't let nobody up there. And as a matter of fact, Gilberto Santa Rosa recorded on the bottom area.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, yeah, when we got there, I was, you know, we were talking to El General, which is, you know, the man. And he says, hey, you know, how about, would you guys like to, if I could bring El Cañón? And the lady that was in charge of you know, the details, she says, hey, he just offered the cannon. And I'm like, okay. No. He says, you don't understand. They only bring out the cannon for, like, when presidents come or you know, prestigious people come and visit. That's when they bring the cannon. I'm like, whoa. So I'm like, okay, cool. So you see in the video, there's a part where, you know, he pulls the cannon and it actually blows.
Oh, wow.
So. Yeah, because there's a part where we sing "Vengo como un cañón," boom, you
know. Boom, yeah, and, that's awesome.
And, and then in the part that they let us escape, so he goes, "Listen, you have access to wherever you want. You can go up to the top." And the video, it looks like it starts off, and it looks like Disney movie on the tower.
Yeah,
pretty
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
And I was like, I felt really, really honored that I could represent Peru, but being Puerto Rican all over the world, showing the people, listen, El Callao is not all bad. There's other sectors. El Submarino Octavo, which is a submarine that I didn't even know either. We shot there. And then we shot in the bad area where, you know, 2 weeks prior, there was like killings and riots and all that.
Yeah.
But we were in there and the people appreciated it. They were like, wow, you know, it's great that you artists like you guys come here and you show us love and we're going to show you love. Of course, when we got there, we had to tell the big guy, Bichote, say, hey, we're gonna come and shoot. He goes, yeah, don't worry, you got my blessing.
Yeah, so, yeah, for sure.
That's not in the movies, that's for real. That really happened.
Yeah, man. Well, that's a story, yeah, bro. Yeah.
No, it's crazy, bro.
That's awesome, bro. Again, you know, you're mixing all these different things and then you're going back to the roots, you know, per se. And again, this is why you're called an artist. This is why music artists are called artists, because you get to the point where you start doing something and then you revert back to the roots, or you put it all together and you twist it all, you know, put it together. It's just amazing, man. The music and everything. So let's talk a little bit about today. So I saw, or in, you know, in this day right now, I saw you were shooting a video in Indio's gym, if I remember correctly. Tell us a little bit about that, man. You know, I know you got some stuff coming out, and you got to stay tuned, because we're going to play not the latest song, because the latest song is coming, and I'm sure Luisito's going to talk about it later, but one of his latest songs, we're going to play it at the end. We're going to enjoy it together. But tell us a little bit about that, man. How was that experience? I'm real close to Indio's gym. I shot some interviews there with some of his boxers, his son. So how was that?
Yeah, this is another thing. You know, I guess all the inspiration comes from Puerto Rico. Again, I'm in Puerto Rico. And I hear Quien Dijo Miedo from Raul Marrero. And it's so ironic because my mom's maiden name is Marrero. But the song was nasty. You know, the arrangement and the way the song just, the flow of it was like, whoa, it was like amazed us because I got to record that song. But the original tone, it's a lot lower, but my tone is higher. So it gives it a different shine. So, you know, I recorded the song. And then a friend of mine, he says, you know, what would be a good idea? How about if you do a video boxing? I'm like, yeah, you know, I said, you know what? That's not a bad idea. I said, because, you know, Quien Dijo Miedo, you cannot be afraid if you're a boxer.
Yeah,
you know?
For sure.
Yeah. So I was like, okay. So then I reached out to Luis Melendez, mm-hmm. And then Luis called Indio and said, hey, you know, Luis, Luisito needs our help. And granted, this was like in full pandemic.
Yeah,
you know, where people are like, yo, you can't go out because you know, you got to wear a mask because it is and that. So I was like, man. So I was like, you know what? We're gonna have to do this as safe as possible, as local as possible. That was the only gym that was available, and I told the videographer, says, look, but let's just do the best we can. We actually shot all the footage in one day, mm-hmm. So we were limited. We were limited to what we had. So I remember the videographer's son playing the song, bro. I was telling you, play the song, bro, because you know that you couldn't have a lot of people around.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
And, so when we came in, we put some of the people to the side, and we'll tell, you know, at the time he had his one boxer. I says, all right, you know, you guys go in the backdrop, and then Indio was like, oh, you know, let's put my daughter in the boxing. I'm like, I said, all right, I said, we'll shoot it, but I don't know if it'll make the cut.
Yeah,
but you know, I really appreciated them offering it up. And I also wanted to showcase what they do also. Mm-hmm. I wanted people to know in the Lehigh Valley, say, hey, you know, because I always like to help. If they help me, I like to help them out. So, look, you know, I'm going to give you the credits of the song on the video, let people know that you're here. And granted, like a month later, they moved to another gym.
Yeah, nice. Yeah.
So I said, man, you know, look, we should have shot it in that gym, but
no. But you know what? The nostalgia of that gym, the way that it looked, aesthetically speaking, from a videographer, I do a little bit of video. I kind of like that look, bro. That rustic look was pretty good, you know, as far as an old school gym. You know what I mean? And it's Indio, so it goes hand in hand with what you were trying to get.
No, it was great. I mean, like the people accept. You know, they accept the song, they accept the video. Because, you know, one thing is doing the audio, the video has to be, you know, for me too.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's the other job that the other artist has to come in, which is the mm-hmm. videographer and the editing. And they got to be on point. So, look, what I'm projecting in the music, you got to project it in the videos. You got to make sure that it's on point. And so, you know, we did that video in the midst of pandemic, and, you know, we did what we could just to keep the music flowing.
Absolutely.
And I mean, we didn't have a lot of gigs, but we had, if I'm not mistaken, I did the Music Fest, which they did it in the garage. So really, that was the only show we did. Excuse me. We did one show, thanks Valentine. Then pandemic hit, and then that's it. You know, it was off for a year and a half. But okay. You know, it's been amazing. You know, thank you, Jesus, that I don't live off the music. If not, I would have been really, really poor.
Yeah.
That's why, you know, I thank God that I have my career as a network technician at Lehigh. It's not my heart and soul. The music is my heart and soul, but mm-hmm. you know, it is what it is. But it pays the bills. You know, it does what it allows us to have what we have and what we do. And we keep going forward. But when I put on music, that's my forte. That's what I love.
Yeah.
And just to get up on stage and be out with the people, and oh, it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and we can see it, man. You know, when you are, when you're genuine and you, it's like I tell people all the time, I spoke at Lehigh University. I do some motivational speaking, and, you know, talking to the kids about my life growing up in Allentown, the struggles, you know, my parents coming here for a better life, and just the struggle of, you know, failing in high school. And I tell kids that want to do that and people that want to do motivational speaking, when you care about the people that you're talking to, so for instance, when you care about the people that you're singing for, you come across that much more genuine and people are going to know it. And we could feel it when you're on that stage, man. You care about the music, you care about the moment, the venue, even if it's a smaller venue or a big venue, don't matter. You can see that genuine coming from, you know, that genuineness coming from your music. Y eso es lo que importa, you know, like nosotros como hispanos, nos encanta la música. Y cuando nosotros vemos a alguien que ama la música, ama su gente, ama su país, su isla, es algo bien bonito, you know what I mean? So we see it and we love it, man, and we appreciate you. I got a couple more questions. So let's turn it, because I ask my guests this question all the time. This is one question I ask all my guests. I know we're talking about music and we're talking about, you know, wonderful stuff. But Luisito Rosario, 19 years old, you're 19, you know, what piece of advice do you give Luisito Rosario or an aspiring Luisito Rosario that wants to get into music in some way, shape, or form?
Actually, I would have told him to invest in property in Puerto Rico.
That's awesome.
Man, listen, you know how many times we would come to Puerto Rico and we're like, oh, you know, it's a little island. Are we just going to go and hang out and then come back?
Mm-hmm.
And now at my point where we just bought a condo in Rio Grande, which actually I rented out through Airbnb, VRBO and all that.
Wonderful.
And I see, like, wow, like I should have been doing this back in the days. I would have been retired.
I asked the question, man. It could be anything.
yeah, because that I didn't realize how you know, property and it's not the point of having things. It's just the point of having security. So when you do get to the age of you know what, I want to retire at 52. I want to retire at 55. Not be like, oh, I got to retire at 67. You know, to be financially secured,
mm-hmm.
and to have, I mean, you always have to take care of the family. That's number one. But there's different ways of being a hustler. You know, you could be a hustler in music, but you could mm-hmm. be a hustler in real estate. You could go to college and be a hustler as a lawyer, a doctor, et cetera, et cetera. But the music was always going to be there. I would have said to myself, hey, keep doing your own recordings. Always go for it. I would have always said, you know, finish college. And cause that's something that no one can take away from you, your degree.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You could go anywhere in the world with that. But I should have said, man, buy property in Puerto Rico, man.
Well,
well,
go,
not
folks.
Even in Puerto Rico, but even in Allentown, Bedford Easton, man. Yeah. Back in the days, it was so cheap.
Yeah.
And now we would have been millionaires. But anyway, but that's what I would have said to myself. Buy property in Puerto Rico.
19-year-old Luisito Rosario. You better buy that property, man. Let me tell you,
listen
to a smart man right here. So that's great, man. Of course, we all should have done that. You know, in hindsight, I think at 19, you're kind of just going 100 miles an hour trying to figure it out. But I always ask that question because you never know what type of answer. And that's wonderful. Of course. Yeah. I wish I would have invested a little bit more. But so what's next, man? What's next for Luisito Rosario? What's next, Papa?
Well, I'm really excited because now we're going back to the roots. We're going back to the roots. And we did a new rendition of an old classic song, which I thought it was Adalberto Santiago and Celia Cruz and Barretos. It's not. Era Los Muñequitos de Matanzas song from Cuba. So I always thought Nadie Se Sabe de la Rumba were from them. No, en Butelo Matamoros. So I'm like, so then I'm like, man, so that, when I heard that song, I was like, whoa, that's a nasty song. Again, it goes to the roots with some solo of conga, but the music, the rhythm is crazy. So I said, you know what? I'm going to do the song, but I need a girl, obviously, to sing it. I can't do the girl part.
Yeah.
I had done another song, a romantic song, Fuiste Tú, And that song, a lot of people loved it. I invited a girl from Colombia, Linda Calas, which was a great video in black and white, really romantic, really, really, really commercial. But then I said, I want to do that hardcore salsa. So then I remember Lisette Morales, La Mulata de Sabor, she was supposed to play parts of a show we were going to do with Larry Hollow for La Opera O Mi. La Opera O Mi was a major opera back in the days that Larry had a lot of singers, but then he had the one girl singer, which was Celia, and I met Lisette Morales. Excuse me, I always loved her flow and how she sang, and really nice person. I was like, cool. So then when I recorded, I said, okay. So I called Lisette, said, Lisette, listen, I need for you to put the vocals on this. She goes, dale, Morato, no te preocupes. Cuban style. And then when she sang it, I was like, oh my gosh, she gave it that Cuban swing, that flavor. I was like, that's what I needed. So we went, and again, since I like the way the videographer from Miami shot the video, with Noche Palladium, I said, all right, this is your job. Now you're going to have to do work miracles again. I mean, we're already pandemic was kind of low. It's still pandemic.
Yeah.
Like, all right, we're going to go on. And then we have to go to Miami. So that was supposed to be the hot spot. And then when we get to Miami, they said, wait, New York is a hot spot too.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, whatever. As long as we wear a mask. But the video is about to drop soon. If I'm not mistaken, I'm trying to release the single by October 16 or 15.
Wonderful.
It depends on when the digital platforms have them ready to go. But the video is off the hook, shot in Miami, and the music is crazy, crazy. Un swing sabroso, like the old school people love it. Everyone that I've had listen to it, because I have a cousin of mine that's really, really criticón, and he's a really, really that. And he's always like, Belén is my favorite. He says, in order for you to top Belén, it's got to be hardcore. I'm like, so listen, I'm not going to let you listen to it when it comes out. I think you're gonna like this one better than Belén. He's like, I don't know, but this song is coming out hot. It's really hot.
That's awesome.
It's not that hard, hardcore, but un swing tremendo. So it's about to drop. I know it's going to drop in October. Now, this is Sabor de la Rumba. It's going to be an all digital platform. And all your, excuse me, your listeners, if they can check out the social medias, Luisito Rosario, I still have the old school www. Yeah, LuisitoRosario.com. Facebook, we have the official Luisito Rosario page, the Instagram page and the Twitter. And, you know, people say, oh, I can't find you. Bunch of baloney.
Yeah.
You know, the music is there.
I found you quick. You Google Luisito Rosario, everything comes up. And we're gonna plug everything in the narrative every time. You know, we post everything. We're gonna put everything in there. So your music to me is very inspiring. Your last question: What song is your favorite song all time that you love to sing, anytime, anywhere, any place?
Rumba del Barrio. That's my favorite.
Give me some acapella.
A la la le le le. Escuche mi canto, señores. Traigo la rumba del barrio. Venga todos a bailar. La salsa que aquí les traigo. Repita rockero conguero. Cutu cum cum cum. You know, that's old school.
Yeah, man. I love it.
So, and the video was shot in New York City in Brooklyn. And the dancers were the Copacabana dancers. And that song was really hot back in the day. So that's why De Noche Palladium, which was like contestándole a Rumba del Barrio. So you go to La Rumba del Barrio, then at nighttime, you want to go to Noche to the Palladium. So, yeah, that's so awesome. keeping it real and keeping it straight up.
Love it. Real quick, tell us about the song we're about to play. Just a quick little intro to the song, and I'll be like my dad. Estamos aquí en sintonía, SC360 con Luisito Rosario. Dale.
which one we're gonna play?
¿Quién dijo miedo?
¿Quién dijo miedo? Bueno, señoras y señores, directamente desde Puerto Rico, Luisito Rosario, están escuchando. Get 360?
SC360.
SC360. Rumba de Barrio Noé. Pero ¿quién dijo miedo, señores? Es la cosa.
¡Eso!
miedo, señores. ¿Quién tema murmuraciones? ¿Quién no lo veo? Muy mal lo veo. En este mundo gigante, el que no echa pa'lante, atrás quedará, por siempre atrás quedará. Todo aquel que tiene miedo jamás será buen guerrero. Si no es un trabo, es pista, no goza tu fervor. Todo aquel que tiene miedo jamás será buen guerrero. Y si se duerme al momento, lo dan por muerto. ¡Ea! Todo aquel que le caiga el sayo, que se lo ponga.
Que se lo ponga.
Este mundo es mío y yo lo vivo a mi manera. Esta vida es mía y yo se la doy a quien yo quiera. Este mundo es mío y yo lo vivo a mi manera. Esta vida es mía y yo se la doy a quien yo quiera.
Eso. Bueno, mi gente, estamos aquí en sintonía con Luisito Rosario. My friends, I'm going to let you listen to the rest of that song. You got to go to his YouTube channel. You got to get this song, share it. And it's also on Spotify. So please check out Luisito Rosario Spotify. We're going to have everything put here in the narrative. My man, thank you so much. Muchas gracias por estar con nosotros, man. Un honor tenerte con nosotros aquí. And I'll give you the last word, my friend.
Thank you, my brother. Really, really, really blessings to you, the family, like always. Thank you for the opportunity. And just keep it going, my brother. Keep it going. Keep music alive. Let people know that there's many more artists out there, except, you know, instead of hearing the same guys over on commercial radio, which you know where that comes from, there's a lot more talent, a lot more music out there. And, Give them artists a lot of love and show them love. And yes, promote. Have people share. Díganle sí a la piratería.
Absolutely.
Sí a la piratería. Yes, absolutely. Promote it and share with everybody. And stay tuned to the new stuff of Luisito Rosario. Nadie se sabe de la rumba. Venimos duro.
Claro,
es sí. La cosa.
Eso es así, mi gente. This show is brought to you by Misca Vodka Premium Vodka. My friends, muchas gracias. SC360 in the house, number 22. Thank you, Luisito.
Yo quiera, es la cosa.